The Bush administration wants to simplify the current convoluted system of retirement savings plans. The White House proposal also is intended to help Americans save more and encourage more small businesses to sponsor retirement accounts for their employees. Critics consider the plan to be just another tax shelter for the rich, NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Under the White House plan, the current tangle of individual retirement plans and education savings accounts would be streamlined. For that reason alone, economist John Laitner, director of the University of Michigan's Retirement Research Center, says the proposal has merit.
Anything you can do to simplify can bring in new people and can make it a lot easier for small businesses and so on, for small savers.
Right away, the proposal would more than double the amount of money that most people could set aside in an IRA to earn tax-free investment income. And that idea is popular with both employees and business owners. More than 20,000 automobile dealers and suppliers are in San Francisco this week for their annual convention. Steve Dehan, in his 40s, owns several car dealerships in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He says the White House plan would definitely persuade him to save more.
I would favor that because the more investment income that I have, you know, after I retire that's not taxable, the better off I'm going to be.
The biggest change in the White House proposal would be to shift the current upfront tax advantages of most retirement plans to the back end, to years and even decades later, when income could be withdrawn tax-free. That change could bring a short-term boost in tax revenue, welcome at a time the president is wrestling with a growing budget deficit. And Dehan says he'd gladly forego the tax savings now for a deferred benefit.
I would like to see more, be able to save more now, even though it's taxed, so that it's not taxed when it comes out, because, you know, who knows what the economy is going to be, you know, when I retire 15 years from now.
Most people's income, and therefore their tax rate, falls after they retire, but Paula Galway from Richardson, Texas, would still rather deal with the tax bite up front.
Right now I can afford to pay the taxes also a little bit more than I may be able to when I'm 60, because my income potential is so much greater right now.
Galway would also be able to shelter more of her income under the White House plan. Currently, she can't take advantage of a Roth IRA, which provides tax-free withdrawals of investment income, because her salary is too high. But the president says that, too, should change. He would eliminate income restrictions on a number of tax-favored savings accounts, and that has some Democrats and economists howling.
It's just the wrong way to go. I, frankly, am astonished that the president would even consider this.
Congressman Robert Matsui, a Democrat from California, says people in upper income brackets already have a host of tax shelters. He calls the Bush proposal another gift to his rich friends.
There's no question that under the president's proposal, the very, very wealthy will get the bulk of the benefits.
Matsui says the White House plan would result in poor and middle-class Americans shouldering more of the nation's tax burden, as the wealthy shelter the bulk of their investment income from any taxes at all. Critics also charge the proposals would lead to widening budget deficits in the future as millions of baby boomers get set to retire. Elaine Corey, NPR News.